Welcome to the Millennial Soul Food Podcast. Episode 21 on Hoodoo for Prosperity and Abundance. I'm your host, Keontse. Enjoy. Welcome to the Millennial Soul Food Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Keontse, aka Yamawe, aka Keon. I'm a spiritual life and business coach, tarot reader, cosmonaut, hoodoo mystic, living in New Orleans. And today's show is going to be about hoodoo for prosperity in the name of Jesus. So we are going to be talking about different ways that you can secure the bag, different ways that you can get your money up so you can get through these hard times. Because I don't want to be too negative or anything like that, but it's a lot that's about to be happening with the economy, more so than that has happened previously during COVID. And so there's an adjustment period. There's going to be a lot of changes, and I'm telling y'all, you need to have your hoodoo ready, have your metaphysical tools ready, so that you have spiritual assistance, if I might say. I know it sounds hella cryptic, but that's usually how spiritual shit is, so you just got to get used to it, whatever. I know it's been a minute since I've been on. I have been doing all the spiritual stuff, doing readings, getting this Patreon content out. By the way, if you are interested in any of the content that you hear today, there is a lot more types of this content on my Patreon, which that is patreon.com/millennialsoulfood. Just search for me there. It's also, the link is in my bio. And on my Patreon, I have a lot of different content. And I'm calling it hashtag hoodoo metaphysics because it's based on my particular experiences with hoodoo and metaphysics. And yeah, I have a lot of content on there. I have a lot of different lessons. So I have some stuff on building an ancestor altar. I also have one that I'm about to put out that's on candle work, W-E-R-K. I also did another one on connecting with your spiritual squad. And the most recent one that I did was on root work. So some of the information in here is covered more deeply in my Patreon. So I definitely encourage you to go to there. There are three different tiers. Each tier gets a little something something. I'll be doing pick a card readings and stuff like that. So definitely I encourage you to just support your girl, period. You know what I mean? Because I'm out here doing the work for the Lord Jesus. Speaking of, if you want to do more of the Lord's work, you can donate to me. Donate to keep this vessel going. Hallelujah. So my Venmo is at KEON-DILLON. My PayPal email address is KEONDILLON@gmail.com. And my Cash App is $ELDRA. Had to take me a little sip. I got my wine here. So yes, those are the announcements basically. I'm just ready to dive in. So today, like I said, we're going to be talking about hoodoo for prosperity and abundance. And I'm a Capricorn stellium. I have 5 planets in Capricorn. I have 6 Saturn placements. So I think I'm pretty good at, you know, good at telling people about manifestation and the metaphysical underpinnings that are very important for making sure that you have the correct ashe in order, because you got to be in alignment in order to even get the kind of ashe that you need, you know what I mean? Typically, some people just fall into situations where they are lucky, but other times you need to influence the situation through other means possible. So today we're going to be talking about the external aspects of prosperity and abundance. So we're going to be talking about the materialist types of ways that you can gain prosperity and abundance. So this is materialist in terms of the spell work that you can do. We're going to go over some different herbs that are great for prosperity and abundance. We're going to go over some different things that you can do as far as spell work. I'm going to talk about some different songs that you can listen to. We're going to talk about days of the week that are important for cultivating abundance and prosperity in your life. We're also going to talk about some tarot cards. So I like to put down some tarot cards sometimes whenever I am doing abundance and prosperity workings, because those cards have energy in them. You know, they had not only have meaning and symbolism, but there's a lot of ancient Ashe in those cards. And my cards, I've been using them for a long time, so it's a lot of Ashe in them. But definitely putting the cards on there also helps you with connecting more with the spirit realm. And I just like having them on there. So let's see. So first, also we're going to get on to talking about the internal aspects of prosperity and abundance. So whenever you are doing spell work, whenever you are doing hoodoo and things like that, you want to make sure that you already believe it's going to happen. My friend at Crossroads and Coincidences, Tyler, said that's a really great trick with magic, and it does really work. You gotta believe that it's already there. That's why visualization is a prime factor of magic. Being a visionary is one of the main traits that makes a magician successful in their endeavors. So you gotta believe. Anyway, I will turn anything into an R&B song, chum. So we're going to talk a little bit about the internal aspects that are important for prosperity and abundance, because you got to have your psychology right, and you also got to be in alignment. You got to be acting in alignment too. So we're going to talk about some practical steps you can take, because in the Bible it says faith without works is dead. Shabbat. Hallelujah. God is good. So faith without works is dead. That means that if you, it don't matter how much faith you have, 9 times out of 10, if you don't work towards what you're looking for, then it ain't gonna happen. So, you know, sometimes people be doing these spells all willy-nilly and don't be having they mind right. They don't be having the plan. The universe looking like, you ain't even got no plan for me to put the energy into this. So you gotta have a structure or something where the universe can bless you. So Dems is some things that we're gonna talk about today. So first, let's dive into the internal aspects, the psychological aspects that are important to kind of reflect on and process before you start really trying to do manifestation work. And we're talking about prosperity and abundance. You definitely want to kind of try to do some shadow work before you try to start doing love stuff. I have definitely made this mistake. And everything I'm talking about on here, I have tried. So I've been practicing hoodoo for a long time. It's in my blood. And I have also been reading a lot of stuff on metaphysics. So I have my different sources that I draw from, but I discern with my spirit as to what information I'm going to take in, because there's a lot of shit out there where you can read it and it's not the real thing. And so I'm giving you the backbone for a lot of stuff that you can do. But you need to work with your spirits and develop your own kind of relationship with ritual so that you can tailor these things for yourself. Yeah, so we're going to be, I draw from a lot of different sources. Hoodoo, Herb, and Root Magic. This is a Catherine Ironrot book. She is a white woman who is an appropriator, if you want to call it that. Because she did kind of like take the, she, I think she did interviews or something for this, and then she took the knowledge and made this book, and she's made a lot of money on it. But black people still ain't got reparations. So I do, some of the stuff in this book I'll be looking and I'm like, I don't really know about that necessarily. But this, I am using that as a source. And then I'm also using Stephanie Rose Bird. She's a black author. I love her books so much. So 365 Days of Hoodoo, Daily Root Work, Mojo and Conjuration. Again, by Stephanie Rose Bird. It's great. It's like basically a book that goes through 365 different days of different things that you can learn, and it's cumulative. So the knowledge, the things that you learn, you apply them to the next day. So you might, let's say, go out and go try to find a piece of flannel. And do some stuff to it so that the next day you can make a mojo bag or something like that. And I'm going to go over what a mojo bag is later. But this is really, I really like this book a whole lot. And then she also has another book. The other book that she has is called Sticks, Stones, Roots, and Bones. And so this is more, this one has a little bit more, this one is a little bit more advanced. So I would say this is a little bit more intermediate. And it has more complex recipes in it. But one of the things that I really like about it is that it connects a lot of hoodoo to African diasporic practices, and specifically like Ifa. So I really, really, really like this a whole lot. I love this book. So definitely, you should definitely check that out. Also, I am going to be speaking about the Psalms later on. The Psalms are great for whenever you're doing any kind of spell work. Like I said, the spell work is important. Language, words and language is the way that you express the sentiments of your spirit. That's the way that you put out these vibrations into the universe. So whenever you're doing spell work, your words are very important. So we're going to be talking about some things that you can say in the Bible. So the Psalms, the reason I use the Psalms is because it is a grimoire, and grimoires have a lot of ancient and spiritual inertia. If you want to think about it that way, there's a lot of energy in the words, because there's been so many people to speak them over thousands of years. If you think about it, you know, if you start getting into a ritual and you start saying a verse from the Bible, and you think back to 1885 in the church, just like whenever I say this, faith without works is dead. You just want to pass out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shut up on a Honda. Anyway, I need to quit. Okay, so thinking about your psychology when it comes to abundance and prosperity, this is very, very important. And this is important because the psychology, like I said, is what powers the ashe behind your ritual. Because you can go out, go pray to a tree, and if your ashe is right, along with the timing of the events, that is also another factor, the timing of the events, if that lines up, then it's all Gucci. I know that I don't like Gucci. I know they're problematic. But you get what I'm talking about. So these are some things to kind of like lift your vibration so that you can get in the vibration to where you vibrate and can receive. Because sometimes, and trust and believe, I'm from Mississippi. I didn't grow up like in poverty, but I definitely am not like super wealthy or anything like that. But these are really great ways to help you have the clear sight and vision to be able to navigate the system the game, because I'm not saying any of this is love and light at all. Period, at all. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that it's important that you have your mind attuned right so that you can recognize the possibilities whenever they may cross your pathway. So the first one I want to talk about is you need to have appreciative conversations, and this is called appreciative magic. And so this is kind of what I was talking about earlier. Whenever you are thinking about your life, don't try not to think about what you don't have. Really go through and kind of, you know, gas yourself up a little bit. Just kind of be like, especially this is important to do before workings. So if you're doing a prosperity working or something like that, this is very important stuff to do. So you might be used to talking about things that you don't have. And I have friends who kind of like call me out on this stuff too. But you might have some stuff that you kind of like, you're like, man, I don't know if I want to do a working around that, because I don't know if that's ever possible. Oof, I just don't know. Whenever you are having conversations with people, you need to have more appreciative conversations. So whenever you're talking to people, talk about the things that you know are going to happen. You know what I mean? Also, that's another thing. Watch who you talk about your stuff with, because everybody ain't going to be happy for you. You know what I mean? Everyone's not gonna be celebratory for you. So really watch who you confide in as far as what you are thinking about doing until you done made the moves and it's solid and it's done and you done manifested. Watch who you tell about what you're trying to do, period. So that is a great way to raise your frequency, if that makes sense. Also, when this goes for talking to other people. So when you're talking to other people, instead of just asking them about the deficits that's going on in their life, be like, hey, what went well in your week? Like, what's going on? Focus on, like, you know, the big things they're working on. Like, what are some goals that they're looking to achieve? How are they doing spiritually? So that can also give you kind of a purview into what's happening in other people's lives. You know what I mean? So it's important to have these appreciative conversations so that you don't remain in that mode of deficit, which is what will happen when you're doing your spell work. It'll thwart your spell work if you are not in the right mindset. So you got to have these appreciative conversations. So also another thing that's very important is sharing and giving. So giving to charity, giving to other people. For instance, for me, I keep a few dollar bills with me at all times so that I can give it away to somebody on the street or whatever. Cause I mean, I don't really care what they're doing with the money. If it's a hard world out here, I'm just giving money cause I know it's hard out here. So I like to give money that way. I give money to my altar. Typically, if I put money on my altar, I will make a pledge to donate that money to some organization or to somebody else, some kind of a GoFundMe or something like that. Because whenever you are giving away money with the right frequency and the right mission behind it, then you are generating a more of an abundant kind of a frequency. And this sounds hella woo-woo, but this is true. People who have a lot of money, you got to invest money. You got to create movement. Money is energy. And energy does not like to stay still. It likes to transform. So you can either get your money and hold on to it and don't give it away and be selfish and not give it to community and just wallow in your sadness. Or you can share. So that is very, very important. Sharing is one of the ways that it's one of the things that will heighten your frequency. And it also gives you a new relationship to materials. You know what I mean? So give, 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 give. Also, you want to keep a gratitude journal. So this is some serious stuff. I will say, I am really bad at journaling only whenever shit is going real bad, you know, whenever it's like, I'm like, damn, I'm sad as hell. But journaling whenever you are going through a good time is a great way, especially you're writing it down, it's a great way to kind of like unlock that code with the universe to where you get more blessings because you are drawing in that. And so it's important to understand that we as humans, we are magnets. We have a whole electromagnetic field that resonates not only within our bodies, but also with the earth. And so the earth emits its own electromagnetic frequency. And so there are different types of frequencies that we, you can say, like ride on with the wave, sort of, that make it so that we can connect, that the universe can make connections to where what we are looking for can come true. And so it's very important to understand what kind of frequency you are in. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you see people who, like, who give, and they always have something. You know what I mean? You got to give. That's the main principle. Period. In Ifa, that's the main principle. Sacrifice is important. Sacrifice of you know, I ain't saying human sacrifice because that's some evil shit. That's another story too, girl. But sacrifice is important. So keeping a gratitude journal can be very important. You know, like, go back and think about the things that you appreciate. You know what I mean? Yeah, especially one of the most powerful ways I've heard to manifest is to go, if there's something you want to do, like in a let's say you want to start a business. Actually, I did this in grade school. I just realized that. Damn. So you go and you write, let's say I have something I want to achieve in the next 5 years. I go and write in 7 years as if it's already happened, and I write past tense. So, like, you know, my business has been making me millions of dollars to where I can be sustainable, Ashe, self-sustainable for the rest of my life and for generations, Ashe. I have been comfortable for so long and I do not worry, Ashe, except, and I have been able to give back to my community, and I am a community person who has helped out a lot of people, not only for my benefit, not only for their benefit, but for the benefit of the collective and our own spiritual ascension, Ashe, all that kind of stuff. So you can write about that. You know what I mean? That's powerful. That's powerful. So you're affecting the frequencies that you put out into the universe, because we, like I said, we are all universes within ourselves. And so you have to really think about the kinds of vibes that you put out. Because sometimes people, I'm not going to brag and nothing like that, but I will say I'm a generous person, and I come from, my grandmother was generous. You know what I mean? My mother is generous. Like, it's ancestral. My grandmother, she would cook food for people. She just make food and people would just stop by, get a plate. And some of those people were really hungry. You know what I mean? Like my mama had some friends, like one friend would stop by, like she would stop by like 5 days a week. And you know, in these times, it's like people would just be like, why are you here? But she would stop by, get a plate of food. And my grandmother actually passed away like, a year ago. This was maybe like 2 weeks ago. She transitioned a year ago. Like, that, it was a year anniversary 2 weeks ago. And, somebody told me, my mama told me that, one of her friends who actually happened just passed away, was really like thankful for my grandmother. 'Cause whenever she came over when she was like 15 and 16, she was like hungry, you know, she didn't have anything to eat, period. And so my grandmother, like, you know, was just like, yeah, come over here anytime you need a plate. You never know how you're going to affect someone else's life. And that in turn is putting out more Ashe, more energy, more prosperity, more abundant energy out into the universe, You know what I mean? So that's where you're going to get your blessings. Hallelujah. So keep a gratitude journal, but also be generous to other people. Be generous. Give. But don't give from a prideful kind of standpoint. You know what I mean? You need to give from a place of genuine concern for other people. So y'all got me on my sermon. Y'all got me on my Mississippi sermon right now. Y'all know I'm y'all's Mississippi cousin that y'all used to come down and visit, you know, in the summer times. Because I had a lot of northern cousins that would come down and do that. I'd be like, why are you talking so fast, girl? Okay, so the next one is watch the kind of media that you consume. And this is one of the most important ones for understanding the ways that your psychology is being affected. So you want to watch what you are consuming. In terms of social media, you want to be consuming social media that is encouraging you to understand that you can have what you want. You know what I mean? That is there encouraging you to know that you can achieve your goals, that you can work towards whatever you envision. Now, there is a difference between FOMO, fear of missing out, you know, and genuinely needing to watch what you consume because you're sensitive. And then it's a different thing to be just a hating ass motherfucker. So you, y'all see how I trail that off, hating ass motherfucker. So you want to really watch and be critical of yourself. Because I mean, I caught myself in the same situation. In my head, I'm like, I'm being a hater. You know what I mean? I'm a Capricorn. We know how to hate in a very great way. And so that's one of my shadow aspects, you know? Like, I catch myself like, Keyonce, is this just a tinge of jealousy? Or is it to where I'm like, look, I'm consuming things that are kind of like orienting me towards a state of mind that isn't sustainable for my own happiness? I know for me, in the end, yeah, I like looking good. Yeah, I like being popping. You know, I like being that girl from around the way that people know and like that like and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like the superficial stuff doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's the relationships that matter. You know what I mean? It's you being in spiritual alignment with your purpose that really matters. So if you are consuming media that kind of makes you feel like you are in deficit, that doesn't make you feel empowered, then that is going to be affecting your ashe indirectly. You know what I mean? Especially if you're someone who is more empathic and might take on the characteristics of another person that you might see. You know what I mean? And then sometimes with the media that you see, it's such a vapid projection of superficial value that you can unconsciously feel it, and though you're like, dang, this is making me feel really bad, but it's actually the vibes of whoever you're looking at now. You know what I mean? Everybody that you see, it ain't always pretty now. You hear what I'm saying? I gotta this is in honor of my grandmother, but this is a story that she told me. So she you can think of it as kind of the color purple scene. That's what I always thought about, because she grew up in the Delta of Mississippi in like the early 1900s. And so she told me that it was this woman who used to come in the church, and she always had the best dresses, and like she was always so pretty. And like she looked like she was living her life, and I think it was a lot of women there that was hating on her. And then she walked outside, and this is my great grandma, my Mama Lottie. She walked outside and she said to Mama Lottie, like, I wish I could be like so and so. She has the best dresses and just looks so pretty. And my grandma was like, well, if you knew what she had to do to get them, I don't think you'd want to be wearing them dresses like she is. And then my grandma found out what she was doing. And this is not to shade sex work or anything like that. I'm saying it's more to be like, dang, well, I mean, I think it probably was worth it to her, to be honest. You know, I mean, sex, there's nothing worse. I don't see anything wrong with sex work. I do think that the conditions that it is done in, because it's not totally legal, is like horrible, and there should be more rights for sex workers and stuff like that. But that was kind of also another, that was just me. I wanted to give that example because you never know what people are doing to get what they're getting, and you might not be down to do that. Not necessarily like saying sex work is bad or anything like that, but it's like, I mean, you might not be down to surfboard on a nigga, you know what I mean? Like, you might not be down to, like, you know, go down on somebody if they, like, you know, if they look a certain way, or, you know, you might not be, you, that just might not be your steez. So it's important to really remember that, you know what I mean? So really, really understand the social media that you are engaging with. That's very important. So I'm going to charge you right now. Pause this podcast. And I want you to go. And I want you to delete. Actually, don't do that. Do it after. I want you to delete, 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 and delete. Get rid of. Don't get rid of me. Follow me on IG. You know, Millennial Soul Food. Hey. But really, really, and this has to do with TV also, you know what I mean? Like, really look at your values. Okay, so another thing that's really important is the feng shui of your life, of your house, of your space. So you need to organize not only your mind. Well, I would say that your space is an extension of mind. So in order that you can be in the right mindset, you need to organize your space. So make it so that the energy can flow in, you know what I mean? In case you do some hoodoo workings where you put some stuff outside your door for prosperity, you know, you need the energy to be flowing right, child. So make sure that you got that. Okay, so those are just some tips. Oh, also, I want to say, remember, like I said on the Bible verse, faith without works is dead. Está muerta. La fe sin trabajo está muerta. No importa. So it doesn't matter. If you got faith and you doing these spells and stuff, it's not going to matter if you don't do any work behind it. So what I'm saying is, like, if this is going to challenge you to step out of your comfort zone, then book a session with me, and I'll help gas you up so that you can step into what you're looking to do. Because sometimes the universe will present you with an opportunity to where the universe is like, oh, speak to this person. But then you like, oh my God, I don't know if I can talk to that person. They got, I don't know. Well, I don't know if I can. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Well, you need to get to know it and get out there and talk to this person. So don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Faith without works is dead. That's all I'm saying. So you got to, behind these rituals that I'm finna talk to you about, you got to be doing your work. You got to be doing your work. You know what I mean? You can't be just out here thinking shit about to pop off. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying to you. Okay, so let's get into some materials. So these are some of the external aspects of hoodoo and abundance of prosperity. So like I told you, with my Patreon courses, we get into the metaphysical part of it, because the metaphysical part of it involves the consciousness, your consciousness. So you have to orient your consciousness into an abundance and prosperity mindset. And that is going to give you the underpinning, the metaphysical underpinning that you need, so that whenever you do this working, these workings and stuff, your ashe is going to be on point. You know what I mean? It's gonna be on fleek or whatever. So let's talk about some materials. So one of the things that I really love is crystals. I have worked with aventurine before. I've worked with some jade. I've worked with citrine. Crystals are really cool. I think of crystals almost as like cosmic fucking cousins. Shout out to Cosmic Cousins on Instagram, cosmic.cousins. They're really cool. But crystals are very important because they're like ancient technology to help us like amplify certain types of vibrations and frequencies. So these are crystals that you can use in order to amplify your abundance and prosperity. Like, so sometimes like if I'm doing a meditation, because sometimes I slip up, I don't be meditating every day, but I will sometimes I will meditate, especially before I'm doing a ritual. I will meditate with my aventurine. I'll hold it and I'll say, I am a co-creator with the universe. I have enough. I am enough. I create abundance with every breath. You know, everything I touch turns to gold. I have the Midas touch. I don't work jobs, but I am the job. Hey, city girls. Crystals are very, very important. So I'm like I said, I'm giving you a toolkit of different stuff that you can use for your whole hoodoo metaphysical stuff together. So crystals are very important, and you can place them in mojo bags that you might create. And so you might ask, what is a motherfucking mojo bag? A mojo bag. Also, I'm kind of feeling this wine a little bit. So your girl, this is a wino kind of lecture here. You know what I mean? So that's awesome. I'm about to get real country, y'all, too. So just act like we on the porch, because it's still warm down in here in New Orleans. Act like we on the porch. You know, I hope y'all have got a little wine out, because we just about to go through some different stuff that you can do. So a mojo bag is a little bag. So sometimes in 365 Days of Hoodoo, Stephanie Rose Bird talks about how to make a mojo bag. So you should definitely check that out. But you can get like a green flannel, some green material. You can even order it on like Etsy. And it's a little green pouch bag. And you want to put a prime number of ingredients in it. So I actually used the mojo bag one time when I was doing Lift in Chicago. This was before I started listening to spirit, and I wasn't even doing tarot. I wasn't doing tarot as a business. I was doing tarot, but just for like select friends or whatever. But I was doing Lift like so much, and I knew I needed some money, and so I needed to make a lot of money, and I was just tired. So I had my mojo bag that I had created. I put my 7 ingredients into it. And I was riding around, and I got this one person in my car, and I dropped them off, and I found their cell phone that they had left it. And so I had driven maybe like a mile away, and they had tried calling it. And so I called them, I called Lyft, took the cell phone back to them. And I took the cell phone back, and they gave me like $60-$70, and that was basically all that I needed, because I had a goal to make $100 that day, which if you drive Lyft, that's like a long time. It's like a long time. These companies are really messed up. I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. I haven't done it in a long time, but when I started doing tarot, I stopped doing Lyft, thank God, because I moved into an alignment with my calling. But yeah, he gave me that money, and I was like, wow, that was the only time that ever happened. And that was really one of the only times I wore the mojo bag. But that's to say, it really does work. Because I mean, I was doing hoodoo, before, of course, before I started doing tarot. I've been doing hoodoo for like a long time, been doing all the spells. Shit. Like 10 years old conjuring wind and stuff. But Mojo Bags are very important. Also, if you want to find out more about Mojo Bags, just go to my Patreon, subscribe. But Mojo Bags are great ways to attract new clients, to attract new customers, to attract money. And a lot of these rituals are going to work really well, especially if you have a business, because you're going to have a place, a medium through which spirit can bless you, and to where there isn't a cap necessarily to it. So you can also, I mean, in these cases, you might get some random money and stuff like that, but it helps if you have something that you're working on that the energy can all just go into as a conduit, if that makes sense. So, another thing, this is my OG, is burning the ancestor money. So burning ancestor money, that was just my wine opening up. But burning ancestor money, and I think my cousin has a shop on Amazon. Amazon is problematic, but part of the proceeds go to him, so I'm kind of like, I'm cool with that. Support black business, but you can get some through him, or you can just like search online. I think Sali Myers has some on his website, but ancestor money, I used to get mine in Chinatown whenever I lived in Chicago. Ancestor money is great, and whenever I do burn my ancestor money, I kind of just give gratitude for the support of my benevolent and honorable, that's important to say, benevolent and honorable ancestors. So I give thanks to my benevolent and honorable ancestors that I am able to be, you know, a vessel to fulfill spirit's purpose for me, you know, in this life. And I'll be like, I burn this ancestor money in order to pay any kinds of debts or spiritual debts that my ancestors might have incurred. And then, you know, you just say some other stuff, because you don't want to go to your ancestors in a begging spirit all the time. You know, you don't want to go and beg all the time, because then they just gonna look at you and be like, girl, you don't never give nothing. Have you made a plate of food? Make sure you leave an offering out. That's what I mentioned earlier. Sacrifice. Make a meal. Give your ancestors something, man. Don't just leave them high and dry and then just go out. Got them tired as hell in the ethereal realms. So you want to say a little prayer like that, you know what I mean? Also, another thing that you want to consider is days of the week. So Thursday is Jupiter Day. Jupiter is a planet that represents abundance and prosperity, the topic of this podcast here. Also, you want to think about planetary hours. 8 a.m. And 8 p.m. are great hours on Thursdays to do your workings. So yeah, that's a little bit about the days of the week. And there are a lot of other materials that you can use. Like I said, you can use candles. Use a green candle that you dress. Again, if you're looking for more information on how to dress candles and stuff like that, go to my Patreon. It's all on there. I'm coming out with a new episode next week. Okay. So let's move on to some songs that you can listen to while you are doing your workings. Because one of the really important things about doing spell work and stuff like that is that you want to have the songs right. You want to have the environment right. You know what I mean? You don't want to be just listening to some BS future sad nigga type shit. You know what I mean? You want to be listening to some real, like, because I don't listen to Future whenever I'm trying to get my prosperity, because he got a lot of sorrowful energy. You know what I mean? That's going to bring down my vibration. So I love listening to, especially when she first came out, Cardi B. Money, that's a good one. I did that one. Destiny's Child. Independent, All the women who independent, throw your hands up at me. All the honeys making money. Hey, throw your hands up at me, baby. Hey, yes. Anyway, I'm dumb, but that is a very good song to do your prosperity ritual to. Also, I've listened to City Girls, Job, Bitch Better Have My Money. That's a good one. So you want to just make sure that you get a whole playlist together. I think Meg Thee Stallion has some pretty good songs for all of that. I really love women's music. Just because I identify kind of more with the femme energy. And I don't know, I just love it. It gets me into my zhuzh, if that makes sense. So, also another thing that you can do is create a honeypot. So I don't know if any of you have created a honeypot before. Again, subscribe to my Patreon if you want to learn more about that kind of stuff. But the honeypot is basically where you use ingredients in a jar, and you use like a sweetening agent. You can use your own sweetener. Some people do actually create their own sweetener for honeypots, or you can use like honey. You can use pure honey, and it's where you add different ingredients and you do incantations over it, pray over it, all that kind of stuff, and then you know, you just forget about it and let your dreams come true. So honeypots are also great ways to manifest and to manifest that abundance. And so next, before we get into these herbs and stuff, I wanted to say some things about some tarot cards, because I really love doing tarot. And so I wanted to kind of read out some of these tarot card meanings. These meanings are actually from Biddy Tarot. But some of my favorite tarot cards to put on my altar whenever I'm doing money workings is the King of Pentacles, Nine of Pentacles, and Ten of Pentacles. And so the King of Pentacles, this is from BiddyTarot.com, represents material wealth, financial abundance, and worldly success. This card appears in the reading when you are confident and successful at attracting and managing wealth. So these are great tenets to go by whenever you're doing prosperity work or whenever you're working on your own internal psychology. That's the reason I really enjoy tarot, because it really helps you learn different things that you can work on as far as your personal psychology in order to achieve whatever kinds of goals you have. So this is saying, not only do you identify opportunities, okay, so the King of Pentacles says, not only do you identify opportunities for growth and success, but you also draw upon your self-discipline and control to manage your wealth and invest it wisely for the long term. So this is saying that you have the ability to turn a vision into reality, into something tangible, practical, and often lucrative. So I put that card on my altar all the time whenever I'm doing workings, because I love that energy. Also, the Nine of Pentacles upright, you've worked hard to create abundance in your life, and the Nine of Pentacles says now that you can finally enjoy the fruits of your labor. So the Nine of Pentacles is about it's about financial independence, but also just enjoying the fruits of your labor. So that's also something that you want to be putting into your workings, if that makes sense. And then I also like to put in the Ten of Pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles is the card of ancestral wealth and ancestral support. So I like to put that card in there because I'm like thinking about my ancestors and how they are helping to draw abundance towards me, because it helps heal the line, you know what I mean? So these are some tarot cards that I really like, and I also encourage you to figure out some other tarot cards that relate to other types of workings that you might do around like love or like self-love or around like healing different types of trauma. Shit, you can even put tarot cards down to hex somebody. I'm not going to go into that. But next, let's go into some of these ingredients for the last part of the show. So let's see. So I have a few herbs here. First off, I think I'm just gonna go off and list some that that are good for prosperity and abundance. So allspice is really good. Chamomile, cinnamon, Hijon the Conqueror, magnetic sand, thyme, Spanish moss, ginger can be good for drawing customers to a business, bay leaf, you know. So those are just some things that I'm like rattling off kind of from the top of my head a little bit. But these are more details about some of these different roots, some of these different herbs that you can use. So you can use chamomile. So chamomile flowers are protective and can bring luck to your money, or to you getting money. And so you can add dried chamomile to baths, washes, oils. And one of the ways that you can look this up online, but you can make oils by, like, I think through vegetable oil or something like that. If you want to be more sustainable, you can just Google it or whatever. But it's basically involves heating the things up and then letting it sit for a bit, and typically under like a full moon or something like that. Or you can go and just buy some oils that people sell. People on Instagram, there's all kinds of people on Instagram that sell different oils and stuff like that. So you can definitely use chamomile for prosperity. Magnetic sand, that also is one. So you can usually find these at your local botanica or something like that. But I've used magnetic sand in my mojo bags, and I have also used magnetic sand in my candle workings. It's really great for attracting what you need, you know what I mean? So you really want to put in all of that ashe into it, get your music going, everything. So thyme also is a really great way to bring money and protect it. And in hoodoo, a lot of times, like, you want to bring in money, but you also want to protect your money, because money is energy and you want to protect it so that it stays with you and so that it just doesn't run away. And so sometimes that's the reason I kind of shy away from using like cayenne pepper in workings, for instance, because that's really hot, you know what I mean? And I don't want my money to just be hot and go through my hands, you know what I mean? So I like to I like to use more like kind of these other types of herbs. And so allspice is another great one. Allspice is great for bringing you like better luck in business. And so So this is an interesting recipe that I'm seeing here in this book. Lucky Mojo. Early in the morning, mix a tablespoon of powdered allspice, a teaspoon of saltpeter, and a half cup of sugar into a bucket of water. Mop this on the sidewalk towards the door, then in the door, through the store, and all the way back to the building. I think that looks really cool. I do think the floor washes really work really well. Allspice, Jamaican pepper, clove pepper, and pimento. So, those are some really great ways that you can use the herbs to gain more prosperity. Also, I mean, there are different psalms that you can use. I'm not really going to go over those right now, but there are different psalms that you can use definitely in order to like just give more ashe to your workings and stuff like that. So I would just say Google abundance, prosperity, psalms, something like that, and you can definitely find it. Or you can subscribe to my Patreon. Grawl, okay, what's up? Hey, but yeah, I think that is all that I wanted to talk about. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Like I said, if you are interested in more of this type of content, hit up the Patreon because I have a lot more stuff about this in there. If you are interested in donating at all, my Venmo is at KEON-DILLON. My Cash App is $ELDRA. And my PayPal email address is KEONDILLON@gmail.com. And yes, let me know what you think about the episode. Please share this widely. And I'm wishing you peace and blessings. Much love to you. Thank you. Bye.